Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Help I Sexed My Boss Advent Calendar. Normally, this is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, and we're still doing that, but this December, we're releasing daily episodes up until Christmas Day. William and I are your Christmas elves, helping you have a proper Christmas. We definitely don't agree on every Christmas tradition, but we've got plenty of advice and festive fun to bring to you over the next few weeks. I'm Jordan North, and with me right here is William Hanson.
Hello, I'm more a delicious eggnog, whereas Jordan's more a blocked-up bog.
Very good.
Thank you.
Would you like to pull my Christmas cracker?
Yes, I'm going to win. I feel strong.
Oh, I won today.
Drat.
And we're doing this every day. We're opening a different cracker and giving you a little joke. What does Santa do when his elves misbehave?
No, I don't know.
Don't turn this into smut.
No, me?
He gives them the sack.
Well, no wonder they misbehave.
Got any kids listening?
Well, don't. I have not.
Don't let any kids listen to it. Seriously, don't let your kids listen to this podcast. We are into the third week of our Advent month today. It's the 15th of December, and we're talking Christmas drinks.
Oh, yes. Now, the Christmas drink that most people think of is this thing here on my right hand. We have a bottle of it in the studio. You can watch on YouTube. Is mulled wine.
It's a bit weird, mulled wine. It's warm wine.
Well, yeah, this
boiled.
Bottle, this not oiled.
Boiled.
Oh, boiled, yes. Well, sort of heated through. Maybe do you bring it to the boil and then simmer it?
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. It's nice when you're at the Christmas markets or like a winter wonderland. It's nice to have it then outside.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I will drink it, but I won't sort of order it. But if you gave it to me, I'd go through with it. Who do you think invented it?
The Victorians.
No.
Really?
Much earlier, the 2nd century.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Bear in mind, the Victorians were the sort of the 19th century, and then this is 2nd century, so it's hundreds of years earlier. It was created by the Romans.
Oh.
They would heat their wine to defend their bodies against the cold winter. Because when they went to winter wonderland, they wanted to be warm as well.
Yeah, of course.
And as the Romans conquered much of Europe throughout the next century, their love for it spread across the empire, and so of course the habit spread. And it's thought the Europeans then in the sort of the Middle Ages, they would mix the wine with spices and things like that because they believed it would promote health and avoid sickness. And they'd also use herbs and flowers as natural sweeteners to make the cheap wine, because you don't have to use very good wine, tastes a lot nicer.
Oh, that makes sense. Now, it's only up until recently I've appreciated mulled wine, because there's 3 drinks I can't have.
Oh.
And they're all because I nicked them from my mum's cupboard when I was younger. You know, when you, and I'm not advocating this, but you know when you're younger and you pinch alcohol to take on to park while you're listening to N-dubs on...
Oh, yeah, it was my childhood.
On Bluetooth, on your phone. So I can't have Bacardi. Even the smell of Bacardi now knocks me sick because I pinched some of that and got stupidly drunk on it. Can't have cider. Ugh, I can't have cider. And mulled wine. I once nicked a full bottle of mulled wine from cupboard.
Right.
Drank it on park. And I was...
And you were how old?
Let's not talk about how old I was, but I was projectile vomiting red.
Well, that serves you right.
For 2 days.
And if you're listening to this and you are under the age, don't.
Don't. Seriously, don't. And I was at Manchester Christmas markets a few years back and I thought, go on, I'll try one. And I've had
did it bring it all flooding back?
Yeah, it did. God, did it.
What, my brother made eggnog. That's the other really popular one.
I don't think I've ever had an eggnog.
All I remember is James, who loves his mixology and cocktails, James said he's going to make traditional eggnog and made so much of it. I mean, we have a lot of people for Christmas normally, but there was so much of it. And he put it in this huge, great big Tupperware container. Yeah. And I still can picture this sort of thick, gloopy liquid sloshing back and forth in this tub, in this click and lock Tupperware. And it's put me right off eggnog.
What is an eggnog? I can't say I've ever had an eggnog. I might have done.
Well, there's egg and then there's nog.
And what's the nog?
And you sort of put them together.
What's nog?
I don't know. I think there's nutmeg in it. But yeah, no, I'm not really quite convinced what's in eggnog. But that's the other thing.
I've got to say, one of my favourite things about Christmas is the drinking. It's the going out, it's going to the pub on Christmas.
Do you prefer
Eve.
The drinking to the eating?
Both equally.
Okay.
Do you go to the pub on Christmas Eve?
No.
Oh, we do. I can't remember Christmas Day where I've not had an hangover. That's terrible, isn't it?
That is. Well, maybe this year.
I don't go as mad as what I used to.
No, were you getting on a bit?
I had a really nice, because we weren't allowed out last Christmas Eve. I got a big Mackey's order in and had some on my own and watched some telly. Let's just talk quickly some traditional Christmas drinks. Buck's Fizz is good in the morning.
Yes.
Anyway. Champagne and orange.
Champagne and orange. Yeah, I think my father does just a little tray of champagne for people sort of late morning, or some people have Buck's Fizz. Champagne and orange, of course, is a slightly nicer term for it. That's fine. Sherry, I mean, sherry is sort of fairly universal all year round. Mm. What else?
Sherry's quite, yeah. Gin and tonic?
No. A gin and orange, I quite like.
Orange juice?
Orange juice with a bit of gin in it.
Squash? No.
Juice. Ben has just buzzed through saying he's going to quote me from The Sun.
When we go down the Christmas cocktail route, we are in serious naff territory. That is William Hansen's word in the national newspaper, The Sun. And then it says, for example, Buck's Fizz. And he's just admitted that he has Buck's Fizz himself.
No, I have gin and orange.
But it's offered.
Yeah, well, I can't stop what's offered. Just because my family are doing it doesn't mean to say it's correct.
Your family are naff.
They have naff moments, yes. It's like when my parents wanted to put on blue water glasses. Still discussed.
What's blue? What's wrong with blue?
Blue, white, blue, like Bristol blue water glasses, stemmed.
What's wrong with them?
Oh, it's awful.
Did you disapprove?
It's still, if you say blue water glasses to my father, he'll probably start flinching, like the tick will come back.
Did you make it known to him that you didn't approve of him?
Well, moving on, we have a letter from Jack who has written in. It's sort of Christmas Eve related and also drinks related. Are you ready for me to read it?
Yeah.
Dear William and Jordan, my maternal grandmother is German, so, as is tradition, I have always celebrated Christmas on Christmas Eve. This always worked out nicely for me as my best friend's birthday is on Christmas Day, so I could always see both him and my family over Christmas without missing either occasion. However, when my friend and I reached drinking age, it quickly became tradition for my group of friends to welcome in his birthday at midnight at the club in our local town on Christmas Eve. Not wanting to miss out on any of the fun, my regular schedule over Christmas involved heading over to my mum's around 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve, exchanging gifts, stuffing my face full of Christmas dinner, he means lunch, depending on when he ate it, and then jumping in a taxi shortly after the Christmas pudding had been lit so that I could make it into the club before midnight. Yeah. I would then play catch-up with all my mates who had been out drinking since the early afternoon, and we'd usually roll home to my friend's house, no apostrophe, at around 4 a.m. when the club finally shut. Yeah. I would then spend my friend's birthday/Christmas Day with him and his family, where we'd be too hungover to enjoy our meal and spend the entire day feeling absolutely horrendous, floating between the sofa and the lavatory.
See, I don't agree with that.
So my question to both of you is, have you ever been too hungover to enjoy your Christmas turkey?
Yeah. Okay. My brothers did this a couple of years. My mum made them promise them never to do it again. I'd be lying if I hadn't said, but yeah, I used to go out on Christmas Eve again till about 4 a.m. and been so hungover it's ruined the day, and I did that when I was about 19, 20 and promised I'd never do it again. So
wow.
Yeah, and I know many people listening have probably been really hungover on Christmas Day or even Boxing Day the day after. But I always say this now, I like to go to the pub on Christmas Eve, have a good few, be a bit rough the next day because it's part of it, but not so hungover where you can't eat your meal or anything like that.
No, I mean, that is, you only really get a Christmas lunch once a year, so I think.
Have you ever been hungover on Christmas Day?
No. I mean, I've never been hungover, you know this.
Yeah.
Genuinely, hand on heart, I'm sort of waiting for it to happen.
Oh, it's horrific.
I mean, I think we came slightly close to it on the tour, but it didn't happen. I just felt a bit sort of woozy for 10 minutes and then I showered and I was fine.
Yeah. Do you get drunk on Christmas Day?
Do you know what? I have a glass of
sherry?
No, I have a glass of wine over lunch, and that's sort of it.
Really?
I probably drink the least on Christmas Day in my household.
God, I don't know. They probably make up for it, though, don't they? Does Mikey have a drink?
No.
He's pretty much teetotal, isn't he?
Yes, it's like living with a monk.
Although me and Mikey went out for a pint of Guinness not that long ago.
I was completely baffled by this because it was after one of our tour dates, and you and some friends wanted to go out for a drink, and Mikey suddenly was like, "I'll go with you."
Yeah.
I mean, I say that sounds like he sort of latched on. He didn't latch on. You sort of invited him.
I'll come with you. Aye, no bother.
And I was like, "But darling, it's midnight."
It was midnight.
This is Mikey, who is so regulated about his sleep. And he was having such a nice time with you all that he wanted to go. And then I get sent a photograph of him drinking half a pint of Guinness. I mean, he did have half a pint of Guinness.
A quarter of a Guinness.
So he had a quarter of a Guinness. But it doesn't even... I've never known him drink Guinness.
Yeah. Guinness is a good Christmas drink. It's winter. That's how you know when it's winter for me.
It's just a shame that everything revolves around alcohol.
I'm not saying it does, but I've said this many times before, like, my summer drink's lager. And my winter drink's Guinness.
It's basically the same thing, is it not?
No. Are you joking? It's two completely different drinks.
I thought they're sort of, you know, it's sort of the thing and the foam on top.
No! Guinness is dark, thick black, and lager's like lager colour.
What colour's lager colour?
Lager, like...
Is that the one that looks like wee?
Amber.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. Genuinely.
I don't know how. I just don't know how you can't appreciate a good pint. Like, a pint.
You know, some of those awful things that you had to eat in the castle? Genuinely.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I don't want to eat those. They were disgusting, and there's no need for anyone to eat those unless it's for a TV show. But I would have the same reaction that you all had eating all those stuff if you genuinely put lager, beer, Guinness in front of me. I just can't.
Really?
I think I'd rather hold a mouse.
Ugh. I just love it. Yeah.
It just makes me ill.
Does the Queen or the royal family have any drinking traditions for Christmas?
Well, they do. They do like a drink.
Do they?
William and Harry traditionally like a cider on Christmas, so I'm told. Yes. Obviously, the Queen traditionally would do her gin and debonair, as with the Queen Mother, which we haven't mentioned debonair for a while.
Oh, yeah. She'd have a gin and debonair, but she's teetotal.
But obviously, she's teetotal now, so... She'll have a Christmas very similar to me, probably.
Is it true in the Hanson household, Sarah's just attached to a drip of champagne?
Little chrome drip following her around the house.
It's just, isn't that just easy, isn't it? Attach it up to her at midnight on Christmas Eve. And she's just wandering around the house. I don't know if this is too far.
It's Christmas, you can get away with it.
Is it true? Just a drip of champagne.
No comment.
Darling, Mummy's bag needs topping up, darling.
On tomorrow's episode of our advent calendar, we'll be talking about Christmas television.
Seriously, and we're not joking here, do drink responsibly at all times, and especially at Christmas.
Drink responsibly, like my mother does. We'll see you tomorrow.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.